One dark night, an incoming cargo ship steams into Gotham City Harbor.
The city bridge is collapsing. Dead ahead!
Look out, mate. We have to turn aside or we'll hit it and sink.
Thunderation!
We're beached.
And moments later, a tall, lank figure leads his gang to the helpless craft, armed with guns and acetylene torches. The Scarecrow.
That's it, men. Cut through to where they have the shipment of gold bullion we're after.
But, alerted by the police, the Batman and Robin are speeding to the harbor in their Batmobile.
The crook somehow frightened the ship's crew into turning and running aground. Who does it sound like to you, Robin?
The Scarecrow. He's an old hand at scaring folks. Say, what are these strange blips on our radar scope?
Don't know. I've never seen anything like them. And they're getting stronger as we approach the harbor.
There's a ship on the opposite shore. But how do we get across? The center span of the bridge is caved in.
We'll have to speed up and try to jump it.
Hey, what gives? We're falling right through the bridge.
Out of the Batmobile, quick! It's sinking!
Now look! The collapsed bridge is disappearing. And the real bridge is visible beyond it.
Yes, Robin. The Scarecrow now has a way to create mirages to panic his victims.
Soon, as the dynamic duo discusses the matter with Commissioner Gordon,
the Scarecrow was definitely identified. He and his gang netted $500,000 in gold bullion tonight.
Yes. By creating the illusion of a collapsed bridge, he scared the captain into running aground.
But we have one clue. That strange radar blip.
Right, Robin. Since it was unusual, I'm betting it was caused by the Scarecrow's mirage-making device.
I'll get all our mobile radar units on alert. Next time he uses that invention, we'll track him down.
Meanwhile, we'll have to salvage the Batmobile.
It's like a good watch. Shockproof and waterproof.
Late the following day, police pick up the strange radar blips and alert the Batman.
Seems the Scarecrow is operating at the Army airfield north of Gotham.
Then let's go. I'm aching to try my fist on that creep's chin.
Pours up to the airfield, a shocking sight meets the eyes of the dynamic duo.
A bomber out of control on the runway.
It's probably another illusion. Let's see what happens if I concentrate our radar waves at the plane.
Great blips! The bomber's vanishing. There's an experimental space vehicle there instead.
They're trying to steal it. We'll head them off.
They blocked our takeoff with the Batmobile. Quick, back to the truck. This caper is over. Our one concern now is to elude the Batman.
Batman and Robin are after us.
But we have our mirage maker in the truck. We'll create obstacles in their path.
Yeah, you even got sound effects to make those things super real.
A train. And the Scarecrow's truck beat us across the tracks. We'll have to stop.
On the contrary, Robin, we won't even slow down.
Heading right for the train. You're driving through it.
It was never there. I noticed it cast a shadow the wrong way in relation to the sun's position. That proved it was a mirage.
As the truck drives through the next town, doggedly tailed by the Batmobile, another startling sight greets the eyes of the caped crime fighters.
Look out! Right ahead of us, there's a building collapsing!
With a water tower on top of it. But wait! That fallen tower has spilled water all over the street, yet people running from the area aren't leaving tracks.
Meaning, there's no water there at all. And the whole thing was another mirage.
Right. We're going through.
But as the full moon rises, the illusions have kept the Scarecrow and his men just far enough ahead of the Batman and Robin for them to gain the top of a certain hill.
The Batman doesn't frighten as easily as most people. But our helicopter is waiting. We'll get to it before the Batmobile can stop us. What's wrong, you fool? Take it up.
Right ahead of us, the Batplane, about to hit us.
It'll crash into us.
You're panicking, cracking us up.
Take them, Robin. They're too dazed to put up much of a fight.
That plane, the Batplane, where did it come from?
From a searchlight on the Batmobile.
It had a picture of the Batplane pasted on it to panic you the way you panicked others, Scarecrow, with an illusion.